You ever just lay in bed and just figure like nothing is ever going to change? These thoughts are racing through your head. You just can't go to sleep. You don't feel good. You feel hot, tingly, itchy, annoyed. Well, I just want you to know one of the priorities that they do for us in the hospital, in crisis, are maybe suicidal, maybe have severe anxiety, maybe just thinking about, you know, the negative thoughts that you normally wouldn't think of. The one thing they always ask us is, did you sleep? How are you sleeping? And that's what we're going to talk about today in episode 130. I forgot for a second. 130 of the Mental Mobility Podcast. If you want to check it out there, it says sleep. Very important. So come on, hang out, join us. Because throughout this video, we're going to give you a couple things that I do. A couple things that they've told me throughout my time in therapy, in the psychiatry, in the psychiatrists, in the hospital, in crisis, from all the experience that I've had. I just want you to know that you're not alone. Whatever you're feeling is correct, and I want you to validate that. But we're gonna talk about the one thing that they make sure is a priority that's gonna happen right now. So let's go. Sleep. S-L-E-E-P. It's funny because the biggest thing when I was running my business, and I first started in like 2009, 2010, when I was in the fitness industry, still am pretty much, but when I had my own gym, I'd watch things and I'd listen to motivation still, and I'd see what the people that are successful would do. And that's the hustle, grind, no sleep era, right? You don't need to sleep. People are still working while you're sleeping. Sleep 3 hours, take care of the rest of it. Nah, man. It completely ruined me because not only did I fall into that, but when you're bipolar, when you get through mania or hypomania, you definitely don't need sleep. Like, you don't need sleep. It doesn't need to present itself. You can function without it. It feels like you're on cocaine the entire time because you don't need it. You have this extreme psychedelic bursts of energy and or just this exasperating, I don't even know if that's a word, energy that you don't know what to do with it, right? So there's times that I would go to sleep at 11 and I'd wake up at 2 thinking that I'm naturally a hustler, that I'm naturally a grinder, that I'm naturally made for this success that everyone talks about. E.T., when he first came out, listen, he was great. Hip-hop preacher. If you guys don't know who he is, E.T. the hip-hop preacher, he's a great motivational speaker. But the whole hustle and grind thing is true. It is. You do have to work hard. You do have to do things that other people don't want you to do. You do have to talk yourself into doing things in order to be successful. But the one thing that you do need is sleep. And even one of my favorite motivational speakers, Steve Harvey, says it. He's like, you don't need to sleep. I only sleep. Yeah, no, I get it. You may not need to sleep. If you have mental health issues, you need to sleep. And now sleep is becoming more of a priority all over. Understanding why you need it, how many hours you need it. And that's your body. I'm not saying you have to sleep 8 hours, 9 hours, 10, 12. I honestly make fun of people that sleep 10 hours. I don't even know how the fuck you do it, honestly. I can't sleep 10 hours. No way in hell. But there's some people that can. My wife can sleep 30 hours if she wanted to. Me, I need 8. And that's like the extent. That's like me. That's like if a normal person is 15 to like rest, I just need 8. And that's a long time. But it's got to be consistent. Right, and that's the one thing with sleep that I have to make sure is that my sleep is consistent. Why am I saying this? Because today I'm not feeling good. Right, and when my sleep patterns get thrown off because I can't sleep, that's when my mind gets anxious more, gets more depressed, gets more confused and overwhelmed, and now I'm just tired. Because I've been doing different shifts at work, so like I'll do the morning shift one day, and the next day I have the night shift, and it's not even that late. But for me, in order to come down, if I get out at 11 p.m., I don't fall asleep till 2, because I just can't come home and go to sleep. You know, my body is still on, my mind is still on. So now, the next thing I'm going to talk about in a couple seconds, in a couple minutes, is like, what do I do to prevent that from happening? How do I bring myself down? But right now, there's a priority of having that sleep, and knowing your consistency is the most important part. So if you go to sleep at like 9 o'clock every day, then make sure you go to sleep 9 o'clock every day. It's so important. Every case study says it. The consistency is key. It doesn't matter when, where, and where maybe, but when it is, but what happens is making sure it happens all the time at the same time. And my wife makes fun of me all the time because I fall asleep with the kids. So when we put the kids to bed at like 9 p.m., 8:30 to 9, they say, "Dad, I'm tired." I feel bad, like, having to go to sleep. But at the same time, I don't, because I want to go to sleep. Because I know I'm going to wake up at 4 a.m. because I have things I want to do. Like, I want to make thumbnails. I want to create titles. I want to look up topics of video topics. I want to know what episodes we're going to do next. I want to set up cameras. I want to set up lights. I want to go on my walk and do my morning routine, get all that stuff done before everyone wakes up. And that really is the most important part for me, because then it leaves me the time to hang out with my family. It leaves me time to hang out and do the things that I really love to do as well. So I try to get my work done early. I would rather go to sleep at 8 p.m. and wake up at 3 a.m. with the full sleep than have to stay up late. I'm not a stay up late type of person. But like I said, if I don't get that, I'm foggy, I'm tired, I'm cranky, I'm weirdly hungry, I just feel gross. You know, I almost feel hungover. Right? It's almost like I went out drinking, and I didn't. But that's how my patterns, when they break, that's what happens. And it kind of is not fun. You know, so let's talk about what I do when I can't fall asleep. Right, when I can't fall asleep, like a perfect example is yesterday, I get out of work, get home about 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock, something like that, I forget. I wasn't hungry. And I started watching some sushi making videos on YouTube, and I started getting hungry. So now I'm eating like chicken, protein, broccoli, just trying to eat something and get something in my system before I go to bed to kind of calm down. That's the one thing they say in the hospitals, if you can't sleep, try to eat something. Eat something light. I know it's against, you know, if you're dieting or whatever, you're not supposed to eat after 8 p.m. Shut up. Just, it's not going to kill me a fucking one day. Right? It's not going to affect me. I'm not a bodybuilder. I'm not going on stage. I have no performance. I'm a human being just trying to go to sleep. So sometimes they say, spike the insulin. Obviously, you know, like you get a sugar rush, you're going to come down, right? So they say, eat a little bit, nothing crazy, and then naturally, insulin is going to drop, right? And you're going to start getting tired, groggy. So once you feel that happening, drink some water, get some clothes on that are comfortable to you, set the temperature to cooler, a little bit below 70. So, or try to find somewhere in the house that's a little cooler than if someone else, like I share the room with my wife, so I'm not going to make her sit there in the cold, right? Or in a cooler room, I will go somewhere else. So if you're sitting in your bed, and this is the biggest one for me, if you're sitting in your bed and you're rolling and you're tossing and turning and you just can't find that comfortable place, the worst thing that we do, you ready? Listen, the worst thing that we do is trying sitting there and fighting the urge to leave. Get up and leave. Switch your environment. Go somewhere different to sleep. Go on the couch. Go on the floor. Go to a different room. Go sit on the couch and watch some TV for a little bit. Something mindless. You will fall asleep. The change of environment is the number two thing they tell us in therapy, is like, if you can't sleep, get out of there. After doing all those things, you're still turning and still moving around, get out. Get out when you can. But a lot of us, especially like me, is like, nah, I just want to be here. I'm too tired. I don't want to get up. I don't want to get out of bed. I'll fall asleep soon. I swear I'll fall asleep soon. No, you won't. You're going to sit there, and even if you do, maybe for like half an hour, then you get up, and then another half an hour, then you get up, and you have to go to the bathroom, and it just becomes a thing, right? Like, just understanding. Take yourself, remove yourself from wherever you are presently, and go to a different space, and go to sleep. You will have better sleep there, or at least a little bit longer sleep than you trying to fight inside your bedroom. Another thing, you know, it's a very true one. What does most people, guilty as well, what do we, most people do? And you're gonna tell me, you can say it through the screen, I know it's you, or you can comment down below. What do you think is going to be the most common habit people do when they're getting ready for bed. You're on Instagram. You're on TikTok. You're on Facebook. You're on the phone. You're checking your email. You're setting things up. You're on your phone. You're attracting the blue lights to you more. So what you're doing, in short, no science term, is that light keeps you awake. The stimulation of the apps keep you awake. It keeps you stimulated. So one of the best things that I do is I'll take the phone and I'll put it to the other side of the room. Because everyone knows we use our phone as our clock, right? We use our phone as the alarm clock, so we can't not have it around. Or you're on call, or you have an emergency. Trust me, if there's an emergency, you're not going to sleep through it. You're going to wake up. When your alarm goes off, it's all the way over there. Now you actually can't hit snooze, right? So make sure you put it on a reasonable time. A lot of people are very overambitious with their alarm clocks, right? They know they want to wake. They normally wake up at 7:15, but they want to wake up at 6, so they set their alarm at 6. Why? You're officially ruining yourself by making yourself fail immediately. Because you're not going to, if you're going to get up at 6 and it's at 6, get up. Get up out of bed. If not, don't even bother doing it. Keep it at 7:15 where you naturally would like to wake up. If you want to get up early and that's something you want to change, well, then we can talk about that another time. But the main thing is to make sure you commit yourself to waking up that first alarm. Do not press snooze. I would rather you just set it later on with the guarantee of you waking up without a snooze. Because snoozing sucks. You're sleeping away for no reason, right? You're just not abrupting. You are bothering, or I don't fucking know the word today. I can't speak. I can't talk. I can't think because I didn't sleep. But you're just disrupting that pattern. And it's not good for you. It ain't worth it. When you're ready, you're ready. When you're not, you're not. But the main thing we do is keep the phone away from you at night. Just keep the phone away from you at night. And it's the hardest thing in the world. It's the hardest thing. Right? Because you got stuff you want to listen to, stuff you want to watch, stuff you want to keep an eye on, or you think it's going to help you go to sleep. It's actually not helping you go to sleep. It's not. It's actually keeping you awake. And now you're avoiding that REM sleep. Now you're avoiding that productive sleep. I was actually watching on HBO Hard Knocks, even though it's the Miami Dolphins. If you know, I'm a Jets fan, right? Hard Knocks is on Miami Dolphins. And the one priority, and it was like, I think it's episode 2, where they're about to face the Jets. The one priority that Mike McDaniels is a new head coach for the Miami Dolphins. Not new, but more present head coach for Miami Dolphins. He prioritizes sleep for his players. That was the first thing he said, is making sure they prioritize their sleep, no matter what. It's a priority. And if NFL athletes that get paid millions of dollars have to prioritize sleep in order to function correctly in a game worth millions of dollars, well, don't you think you're just as important as them in your life? You may not be an NFL player, right? You may not be a pro athlete, but in your life, you are your pro athlete in whatever it is you do. In anything you do, you are your pro athlete. So treat yourself like one. A pro athlete that has a game the next day or even next week is not going to spend a lot of time doing things that are going to be disruptive to his performance or his or her performance. And neither should you, because your performance and your job is what you do every day. Whether it is a job, it is no job, it is your own job, it's someone else's job, it's your kids, it's your family, you have something to do. And sleep needs to be a priority. And ever since I've changed my sleep patterns and making sure it is a priority rather than just the hustle and grind culture that we're used to, my terms of success have been way better. And any time that I know when I'm starting to feel off or I'm starting to feel like, I don't want to say suicidal, but pretty fucking close, right? Self-harming. I look at my sleep patterns. Did I sleep yesterday? How many hours did I sleep? Have I been sleeping consistently? Have I been waking up more? And to be honest with you, if I can't sleep and I'm having a problem, I'm going to fucking smoke the cheap. Which means I'm going to smoke weed. I'm not there fucking sitting there blowing on a bong or fucking taking 3,000 hits or finishing a joint. Worst idea ever. Done that before. That was stupid of me. But I'll take a hit. I'll take two hits. and then I'm relaxed and then I can fall asleep. It may not be a great sleep because I know sometimes smoking marijuana may not put you into the REM sleep, depending, right? Depends on the person. But it helps me go to bed when my mind is racing. You know, I'm not getting to the point where my mind's going to race to the point of creativity. I'm taking, you know, the different strain. I'm not a professional. I'm not sure. I went to the bud tender and I go, I need something to go to sleep. And they tell me this is the brand and this is what I'm looking for. So that's all I do, right? I'm not a science guy in there. Cocktails, I can make cocktails. Bud tender, not me. But that's when I know I'm off, right? If I can't sleep or I've broken the pattern of sleep, and it's been pretty consistent because I've been working on Sunday nights now, and every single Monday is hard, right? Every single Monday is cloudy, foggy. Like, you even hear my voice. My voice just sounds weird, right? I get stuffy noses. I just feel sick, honestly. But that's why sleep is so important. Just like if you lift, right? Just like when we lift and we work out. The workout has nothing to do with anything. It's the recovery after that gives you the results. It's the recovery after that gives you everything. Everyone thinks it's the workout. Sure, the workout's important. But the recovery is more important. Stretching, cooling down, eating, recovery, supplements, recovery, getting your body to recover so you can perform again, to build the muscles, to build the cells back. And just like your brain, sleep helps that. That's part of recovery. I forgot what I was talking about. So we have sleep consistency, right? Number two was sleep environment. Number three is get the fuck off your phone. And number four, I don't know what number four is, but we can talk about it next time. All right, see you guys later. Episode 130.